I'd like to have a beer. But what has he really accomplished, Ben? Let me give you a chance to answer that.
Oh, sure. Let me just say, too, and you keep me on point, but one of the wonderful things I think about Western public servants is political party in the end has not been as important as getting things done. And that was certainly the relationship my father had with Barry Goldwater, and it was also the relationship that John McCain had with my father. And if you read The Faith of My Father's, John McCain's book, he talks about my father as having been a mentor and somebody who with whom he worked because they were both Arizonans and they had a responsibility to Arizona. You mentioned my cousin, Gordon Smith. He's a senator from Oregon. He's a Republican. We're close. If I'm honored by the people of the state and elected to the Senate, I'm looking forward to working with Senator Smith because so much of what we have to do, and this gets to your accomplishments piece, is work together to craft a new energy policy, a smart and tough war on terror, get our country back on track fiscally. And, of course, a lot of people are concerned about the affordability of health care. And all of that's going to take both parties working together to chart a new direction and do what we're so good at in America, I think, is a fresh start. People want a fresh start. I hear that on the campaign trail. Two accomplishments. Craig, I think I would overlay it with this. I look to solve problems and work in a pragmatic fashion. It comes from the examples I had both my mother and my father. It comes from my background as an Outward Bound instructor, where when you're in the mountains, you work together. You use your team. You find a way up the mountain. It's the same thing in the world of legislating. So let me just give you some examples. Congressman Tancredo and I worked together, in particular, on the bus rapid transit efforts and in the Beaverbrook watershed, which is in the evergreen western reaches of Jefferson County. He and I caught wind of the fact that Golden, the Bureau of Land Management in Clear Creek County, were having this fight with no end about how to deal with those lands up there. He and I called a meeting, and I think they all showed up just to see why the heck Tancredo and Udall were hanging out together. And we nicely, but in a focused way, beat some heads and said, you guys solve this. This is too important. The next thing you know, they had solved it to everybody's satisfaction. That's an example. Senator Allard and I worked together to make sure Rocky Flats is cleaned up, which it has been, and then turned into a wildlife refuge. And there's still more work to do there in terms of opening that up to the people of the area. But there are going to be hiking trails out there and bicycle trails and wonderful places to enjoy the high Colorado prairie. Joel Heffley, Congressman Heffley, was an enormous mentor of mine. I miss him. No criticism of Congressman Lamborn, but Joel Heffley's a gentleman. He and I didn't agree on everything politically, but we worked together to make sure Fort Carson had the resources that it needed to take care of the soldiers that are there. He and I worked together in the BRAC process so that we now have another, as you know, division. The fourth ID is coming up here from Texas over the next few years. Those are three examples. I'm happy to continue the rest of the hour.
Now, that's it, and Representative. But let's face it. The criticism against you is you're too liberal. You're a Boulder liberal. Let me ask you this. So for a long time, you represented primarily Boulder. Now I know you have Grand County, Eagle County, and a lot of suburbs that aren't Boulder, like Thornton and Brookfield.
Oh, yeah, that's a great district.
But back in the day when you started, you really did make your rise through Boulder politics. I think that's sort of fair to say. Would you see your role differently as a U.S. Senator for all of Colorado versus your past service as a rep of just a part of Colorado?
Look, I've always looked at myself, and since everybody else labels me, I at least get to put my own label on me, right? I look at myself as an independent Western Democrat just looking to solve problems. Now, my district for the last 8 years has been the district you just described, where the largest cities are Thornton and Westminster. And it's actually, in more ways than people might initially think, a microcosm of the state, where you've got the high prairie. We have a lot of ranching and farming activity. We have half the ski areas. We have concerns on both sides of the divide. I think that's been a wonderful but challenging part of my district, Craig, is I have both sides of the Continental Divide. So you have water politics and policies. You have different sensibilities on both sides of the divide. So much of what I've learned in representing my district, which is, the performance in the second congressional district. If you just have a generic Democrat and Republican, I think the generic Democrat gets about 52% of the vote. I'm getting almost 70% of the vote the last couple of cycles, and I believe it's because I work with everybody. I've got a lot of Republican friends. I have a lot of leaders in all of these communities that are independents, And I'm just looking to represent them effectively.
So I'll
take that same approach to
okay.
the state. You know, and that's why you campaign. That's why, hey, today, I got to tell you, if you give me a chance, where I've been today, it's been a great and fun day.